To get right to it this afternoon, because boy oh boy, when we talk about the amazing stories and the amazing children and the amazing doctors that walk through this building on an everyday basis, we're starting with one of those this afternoon. Maverick joining us. Maverick's about to turn 10, and Mom Rachel, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Maverick.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Are you named after one of my favorite movies? Are
yeah.
you?
Top yes,
from
is.
Maverick from Top Gun?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, Mom, did you like Top Gun?
We sure did. We're an aerospace family, so that's definitely where it came from.
All right. Well, we can talk about that a little bit more later, but I loved it. When I saw Maverick, I thought, I wonder if that's the case. Rachel, tell me a little bit about Maverick, because you know what? It's a bit of a surprise. You're expecting your baby to be born healthy, and that's what you thought. And boy, oh boy, what a scare.
Exactly. So Maverick was born June 7th, 2013, and we thought we would be going home with a healthy baby. And sure enough, they found something massively wrong with his heart. So he had nine things wrong with his heart.
Things wrong with his heart. So when the doctors tell you your brand new baby has nine things wrong with his heart, my goodness, like you can probably remember that moment like it was yesterday.
Yes, it was terrifying. We actually lived in Manitoba at the time, and they flew us to the Stollery Children's Hospital.
Wow. And you've moved here now to be closer to the Stollery.
Yes.
Wow.
We have.
All right. So nine things wrong with Maverick's heart. Then so what happens from there?
So from there, the day after he was born, he was medevaced immediately right to the Stollery Children's Hospital. And that's when the doctors met with us and they said, your child needs a life-saving operation, an open heart surgery, and without it, he will die. So
You're giving me goosebumps already. We're 3 minutes into this, and you're giving me goosebumps. And it was really touch and go for Maverick, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
What happened?
So from there, 7 days after he was born, they did the massive 11-hour open heart surgery, and he actually coded in the surgery. So they had to quickly open him up and repair his heart again. After that, he came out, and they said he has 24 hours to survive and show us that he's going to make it through this massive trauma passed onto his body. And in the 22nd hour, he coded again.
Oh my gosh.
His heart stopped, and they performed CPR for 43 minutes.
43 minutes?
Yep.
They didn't give up.
That's right. They kept going until Dr. David Ross got to the hospital and put him on ECMO, which is a life-saving machine for his lungs, heart, and his kidneys.
So gave things kept going, gave him a bit of rest, and he's here with us.
Mm-hmm.
He's here with us.
Yeah.
But again, it's been a long go. They told you that there was, what, a 5% chance that Maverick might come home with you?
Correct. Yeah, it was a complete roller coaster. He had sepsis about five times, which is a blood infection. He had four strokes. He coded another two times, massive organ failure, almost a heart transplant. So we had to just hope and pray for a miracle. And sure enough, that's what happened.
You have your miracle.
Yes.
And Maverick, the miracle, is sitting right here with us. Boy, oh boy. And he's fine now?
Yeah. He is. So we need constant, just appointments just to check on his heart and make sure it's okay, because we still may need that transplant one day.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here by the Stollery, because this is part of the Western Canadian Heart Network. And this facility here in Edmonton is the only hospital that's able to do those massive transplants.
Yeah. So just in case, so that's why you moved closer, and that's why you're here. Like, when you look back at that time and you look at what the healthcare teams did for Maverick, did for you and your family, and not just the medical side, because I know that they're there helping you and guiding you through and giving you moral support and helping with the family. What do you say to them?
Oh, honestly, I say thank you. And that's not even enough. So just now between interviews, we actually brought donuts to our old ICU nurses. It's just such a bond we have here and a family that only medical families and doctors and nurses know. It's really special.
You get
They're
it,
amazing.
Yeah. Maverick, what grade are you in?
Grade 3.
You're in grade 3. What school do you go to?
Parkland.
Parkland.
Oh, you're in Parkland School. I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot this afternoon, Maverick.
Yeah.
Do you have a buddy named Goose?
No.
No? You might need a dog named Goose.
My cousin has a cat.
Has a cat named Goose?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Your cousin Jace.
Yeah. But he went away now.
Oh, okay. Maverick.
He went in the... Gives us at Sam's house to go drink.
What do you are you scared when you come to the hospital, or do you like to come to see the doctors and the nurses from all the time that you've been here?
Well, sometimes, but not really.
Not really, no.
Sometimes.
They take good care of you, don't they?
Yeah.
What do you remember most about being here? Did you hang out at the beach at all? No?
No.
Do you remember Judy? The child life specialist?
Oh, yeah.
Judy.
And your friends, Riley?
Yeah. Oh, well, Maverick, it sure is great to see you. And so for those, you know, Rachel, who are listening, I mean, when you hear this story, and I'm reading this story, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, like miracle upon miracle upon miracle. If someone's waiting, saying, you know, I'm not sure that I have that extra $10, $20 or $50 or $100 to make that donation, what do you tell them?
I would say you never know when all of a sudden it's your child's or your grandchild's or someone you know and love that all of a sudden needs that life-saving care.
Yeah.
And that's when you know you need to do it.
Well, Rachel and Maverick, a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for sharing your story. Keep being awesome, okay?
Thank you.
I think you need to have a sidekick named Goose. Let me just tell you that.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.